Agenda item number 10, discussion and possible action on Morris Shepherd Dam improvements and budget amendment by Michael McClendon, Upper Basin Regional Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This project is being presented today to address some of the operations and maintenance issues associated with an aging infrastructure at Morris Shepherd Dam. We had brought this to the board's attention back in January and received authorization to move forward with the design, of the engineering design of the project. We've completed that design. If you recall, the project consists of removing and replacing two existing water lines that are on the interior of the dam. The removal and replacement of some handrails. Those handrails were painted with lead-based paint, so that'll have to be remediated. And then we're also going to obtain, or we obtained the plans to fabricate and install new staircase. You can see the photograph on the right shows the location of the new staircases where they'll be placed once they're fabricated. This will allow access to some of the electrical panels that are on the wall there, and it also allow access up to the catwalk in case the elevator becomes inoperable. The photograph on the left is just a segment of one of the pipelines that'll be replaced. When we looked at this project, we had scheduled it out for two fiscal years, initially FY16 and FY17. When you look at the budget, we had scheduled about $4 million collectively for the project. The expenditures to date are running around $300,000, and we also have a contract with Arcadis. They're going to be providing the engineering oversight or the construction oversight portion of the project, and that's a not-to-exceed contract of $560,000. Here a few weeks ago, we received the bids for construction at the beginning of October, and that came in at about $4.2 million. So whenever I look at the amount of money that we had budgeted was $4 million, and then when I look at the expenses, I'm looking at a shortfall of about $1 million. So I'm here before the board today is seeking an amendment to the budget, specifically about $1.3 million. So the total budget, revised budget, would be about $5.3 million. We're looking at also moving forward some of the funding from FY17. We had about $2.5 million funded for FY17. We're able to complete this project, you'll see here, in September 2016. So I'm looking forward, to move forward the funding that was scheduled for FY17 into FY16 to be able to complete the project. So just kind of as a recap, the original budget was, total budget was about $4 million. I'm looking for the board's authorization to move forward and budget an additional $1.3 million, and then also move forward those funds that were in FY17 to FY16 so we can complete the project this year. And then lastly, I'm looking at seeking the board's authorization to execute a contract with Altec Engineering. Altec Engineering was a low bidder at $4.2 million. I'll take any questions. If not, I have a resolution. Yes, sir.
Me.
Yes, sir.
Being here and being there finally adds up to real money.
Yes, sir.
Where did most of the overrun come from? Is there any particular
area? It's the budget. We had projected that the costs to actually do the construction would be less than what came in. We budgeted, or we had bid this project once before, and quite frankly, I wasn't sure that we were going to get bids. We did receive two bids on the project, and they were comparable, so that gave me some optimism that they weren't out of range. Well, we just had projected that the bids would have come in a little bit lower than what they did, so that's the reason for the probably the shortfall of $1 million. Also, there's the 1.3, the additional $300,000 is contingency. And also for some of the direct labor, but I don't anticipate utilizing all that, but it may come close. And I didn't want to come back to the board again if I was a little bit short.
Rick, I'm a little confused on this. We have a 12-inch water line project that we budgeted $1 million for.
Yes, sir.
And then it went up to $4.7 million.
Yes, sir.
So why was that?
If you originally, like I said, this project was budgeted and was bid, and I didn't really anticipate to receive another bid. And so whenever we put the funds in, we budgeted $1 million in this fiscal year, and we budgeted $2.5 million for next fiscal
year. Okay, so we split fiscal years.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
sir. And it cost more.
Right, and then the bids came in higher than anticipated. But as I said, we received two bids.
Well, we split the years, okay.
Yes, sir. And so that's one of the things. There's three things that I'm asking to do. is amend the budget to increase the amount, move those funds from FY17 forward, and then execute the agreement with Alltech Engineering.
And Alltech is going to do railing?
They're going to replace the two water lines. It sounds simple, you think water lines, but these water lines are on the interior of the dam. Well, this is photograph. You can see the blue water line right here, if you can see the green laser, that's one of the water lines. And they're running through the interior of the dam, so they've got to go through a lot of the concrete components. And then this is a drop-off of about 75 or 80 foot, 100 foot to the right. So it's not exactly easy access. So there's some additional cost associated with being able to access the interior of the dam. There's two water lines, a RSMU new water line, and then a water line that helps provide water to the fish hatchery, which is located downstream.
Okay.
And then there's several feet of the corrosion that occurred to the handrails. And then there's the stairway, fabricating new stairways and then installing.
What was the total cost of our controlled conduit? And that was 30, how big is that, 48 inches?
The controlled alley conduit is, I think the largest pipe is about 96 inches.
96, okay.
And
then
70 to 78 inches at the outfall and 42 inches. I don't have the...
But nine and a half meters?
I think that's pretty good.
Terry's not here, is
he? This costs 4 cents. Just I don't see it.
Okay. Did you hear that, sir?
What's that?
Mark Sindall, our engineering manager, said it's about 3.8, 3.9 million for the construction aspect.
And then another three for the design and insurance?
You recall.
So that what I was trying to compare it to, these two smaller water lines are going to cost almost as much as the control.
Right.
That seems kind of weird to me.
It is. Granted, like I said, it's about $1 million more than what we anticipated. It is a project that's been on the books for a significant amount of time. Our RSMU crew could do this project. However, they're busy with other projects. I would rather subcontract this component out than wait 2 or 3 years until our RSMU crew can get it, because to me it's more important that we take care of the gate facilities, the spillway gates, and that's what the RSMU crew focuses on. But it's always an option.
It just seems like an awful lot for what we're seeing here.
Right.
And maybe there's so much more behind the scenes that we're not seeing that would help for
the
us.
The lead-based paint component is a small part that adds additional cost to it. When you've got lead-based paint, you've got to follow the state law for remediation.
Is there a lot of insurance and overhead costs? Just because anybody that touches a dam is going to have a lot of insurance and a lot of...
Our insurance is uniform in what we require. I don't know that adds necessarily whenever you get a contractor that's used to doing this.
Not just anybody can do this job either.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What do you know about this contractor?
That's part of our due diligence. Right now I'm asking for the authorization to move forward with the contracting with this gentleman or with his firm. We're going through our due diligence at this juncture to look at the background, and if we find an issue, we wouldn't execute the contract. Right now, our tech services folks are going through that and negotiating with.
And I need to make sure he's not my second cousin, too.
That's a great point, because when you do due diligence and you find somebody's a dirtbag, you don't use them. But that slows down the process, and then that makes it the millions that you've had approved to do that and not be spent.
Then it costs more.
So it's a...
Yes, sir.
I just know we've had some bad experiences with some of our contractors. And that's the reason I would hope that we would do our due diligence in that area.
Right. Well, we are. In fact, I'll give praise to our tech services engineering department. There's an agenda item that I'll probably be bringing before the board here in January that we originally thought we might bring here in October. And it was our engineering folks. The gentleman's name is Jeff Postmark. One of our staff engineers found an issue, and it was significant where they hadn't looked at something, and in the long run, him finding that, doing his due diligence, made the folks go back to the drawing board, if you will, and so we are looking at that very closely.
Well, I want to say thank you for your diligent effort to keep the dam safe, because we need it, you know, maintained, and so I'm just asking because it is a big budget item, so thank you for your work on that, Mike.
Yes, sir.
I have a question. Just about anywhere in the system where sizes will allow it, when we're taking out old cast iron pipe, are we pretty much always going back with PVC?
Yes, sir. Mark Stendahl Engineering said yes, sir. You can see the on the pipeline.
Right.
That portion, that blue right there, that was actually a segment that we did replace, and I believe that is PVC. Any additional questions?
Go ahead.
The following resolution is presented for consideration to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its October 26, 2015 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes and approves amending the fiscal year 2016 budget for the Possum Kingdom Dam 12-inch waterline project from $1 million to $4,750,000, and the Possum Kingdom RSMU waterline project from $456,672 to $550,000. Be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to enter into a contract with Altec Engineering Corporation in an amount not to exceed $4,600,000, which includes a 10% contingency to perform construction services for the Possum Kingdom Dam 12-inch waterline project and Possum Kingdom RSMU waterline project.
Heard the resolution. Motion to adopt. Christensen. Second.
Second.
Beard. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott.
Yes.
Director Adams.
Yes.
Director Bell.
Yes.
Director Bennis.
Yes.
Director Beshears.
Yes.
Director Christian.
Yes.
Director Creel.
Yes.
Director Johnson.
Yes.
Director Kilgore.
Yes.
Director Rankin.
Yes.
Director Tallis.
Yes.
Director White.
Yes.
Director Zappanino.
Yes.
Motion carried.